KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Restoring Faith and Humanity Heroes with Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Here we are. The end of the week, the end of the show. What we like to do is look around our own community and find people who are making a difference in our own backyard. We call it Restoring Faith in Humanity Heroes, and these are the people right here in the Valley that are doing that. So joining us right now in the studio, the Executive Director of the Provision Project, Jan James. Jan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, now I'm aware that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Obviously, we see the pink everywhere. We've talked about it in the NFL. You see it in the grocery stores and things like that. The Provision Project is tied into breast cancer, but a little bit different. Explain to me what you guys do.
Yeah, if you go to our website at provisionproject.org, you're not going to see pink.
Okay.
We are around to get money into the hands of women that are fighting and are in active treatment.
And explain to me why is that specifically an issue? Help me understand it. I guess I can understand from anytime you're fighting any sort of a disease, all the rest of life keeps going on around you, and it can add up.
Just as in any family, when an illness strikes, there are so many issues that pop up. There may have been a strained marriage, and cancer causes the marriage to break. So there are a lot of single moms that are fighting breast cancer. There may have been a situation where coverage was not very good, or even there are a lot of women I know that are on access. And so they literally just have to pick and choose the kinds of things that they pay for. Last year, my best friend, Renee Mickey, passed away in November, and she had been very quietly in a breast cancer support group that we had created, selling off her possessions and giving money to women that needed to bridge a gap. Mm-hmm. And so when she passed, we decided to start the Provision Project to do that same thing. And so we're a 501c3, okay. Just started this year.
So how do you go about then helping women that find themselves in a similar situation, such as your friend?
Mm-hmm. There's an application on our website for women that need help. It's not limited to any women. Women in Arizona can apply, but women outside Arizona can apply. And we do ask for information about their treatment. They need to be in active treatment, which means they have scheduled chemo, surgery, or radiation. Mm-hmm. And then we vet them. We've all heard stories about imposters that are out there trying to get money and that kind of thing.
Things,
but
we
feel like we do a very thorough job of vetting them and then trying to help we've mostly bridged the gap with crisis situations. There's a gal in Tempe that we're working with this week. She has a 2012 Altima that's been sitting and doesn't start because she doesn't have enough money for a battery.
Oh.
Okay? And her tags have gone expired.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to take care of that for her. Mm-hmm. So she needs to be able to get to her chemo treatment. Okay? That's life-saving stuff, right?
Right. So we're speaking with Jan James, the Executive Director of the Provision Project, which brings financial relief to women in active treatment for breast cancer. And I just don't know if we can emphasize that enough. And I've known Jan for a while, too. And I understand a little bit about this. But I think that story, the one you just used, is a good illustration that people think there's a large support group out there. I think the concept for the majority of the public who haven't gone through cancer or breast cancer or doesn't have a family member fighting it is, well, there's all these things going on. And look at, I see all this pink, we talk about breast cancer awareness. My goodness, they probably have people throwing things at them. And it's just not true.
I am speaking personally and not for the Provision Project.
Okay.
Okay, we're aware of breast cancer. We got it. And you know what?
Everyone is aware. It exists.
Yeah, the organizations that have done a really wonderful job. Women's lives are being saved because they understand that early detection will save them. Women know that they need to do self-exams. Women know that they need to do mammos when they are, well, now, American Cancer
exactly.
Society, that's a whole nother story.
And we had some people in talking about that.
Yeah, so that's a little confusing now. But, we, just so you know, in our breast cancer support group, again, 700 strong, about 25% of the women were diagnosed under 40.
Mm. Really?
So this ACS stuff that came out recently is a little maddening for us because we feel that women really still need to be diagnosed early.
When it comes to the financial strain that breast cancer can put on a family, like you said before,
or
there's a lot of single moms out there, or just an individual. Yeah. Absolutely, Bruce. What are some of the decisions that women are being forced to make between getting the treatment they need and living the life that they have to live?
Some of the things that we've seen in our support group on Facebook, it's a private support group. You have to be invited in, but you can get hold of me, jan@provisionproject.org, for that. But some of the things that we would read is, hey, would you guys pray for me? I don't know if I should pay my copay for my chemo next week or pay the electric bill and keep the lights on.
It's that desperate
for
some
people.
Yeah. It's that desperate.
Yeah. And is that where you come in to help out?
I would tell you that I think the vast majority of the money that we have funded this year has been to utilities, car payments, those kinds of things. And we pay directly to the vendor. It's rare that we pay directly to the woman, but there are circumstances. We had a stage four gal that applied, and her 16-year-old daughter was going into her junior year of high school. They had no money for clothes or books. So we did send a check to the family, and they sent us a beautiful picture to show what they bought. It was fantastic. So, yeah.
Yeah. I get back to it. I've worked with other organizations as well. The Joy Bus is something that comes to it.
Sure.
And one of the things that I found out that it kind of never dawned on me that people who could be going through something like breast cancer treatment, that they might be alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That they might not have a family, that they might not have a group of friends, that it literally may be them in their apartment or in their house doing nothing but going from treatment back home. I mean, and that's what they do. And the again, I think the idea that we all have is the community rallies around everyone, and it's wonderful when that happens, but it's just not everybody. And you guys at the Provision Project are there to step in when there isn't that support.
Right. No, and we see that, breast cancer is an equal opportunity destroyer. There's no question. It's totally indiscriminate. I have women that were diagnosed at 17, and I have women that have been diagnosed at 77.
Wow.
It is all over the place. You know, the percentage is 12% of American women will have breast cancer. 12%. Everyone knows someone
scary.
With breast cancer.
Yeah. Well, so Jan, here's the challenge then. Since everyone is aware of breast cancer now, we are aware of it, are we not?
Indeed.
I do. There's a little snark I put in there. We always have breast cancer awareness. I go, who's unaware of this? I understand awareness is important, but treatment and support is maybe more important than just the awareness. How can people who are aware of it and who want to help, how can they help the Provision Project?
If you're a local business and you have a charity that you would like to become aligned with, we would love that. If you're working for a company that has matching funds, if you want to be an individual donor, all of those things, I just added to the website. If you'd like to write us into your will or trust, we'd love that. So we are working very, very hard to take care of the women that are in treatment.
ProvisionProject.org. ProvisionProject.org has all the information. We also have it up at KTAR.com. If you go to the Bruce St. James Pamela Hughes show page, you will see the link and a story about the wonderful work that Jan and the Provision Project are doing for women fighting breast cancer, a way you can directly help people in our own backyard. Jan, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Again, that's provisionproject.org or online. You can find it at KTR.com. Outstanding. That's a real positive way. I mean, we're going to make a positive out of that,
right? Send you into
the
Halloween weekend. Yep.
Yeah.